Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Clear your heads, clear your nose, clear your throat, clear your ears. What else do we have to clear, ladies? We have to have clean, pure thoughts as we get started in this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kushner, Victoria Keelan. I could do like the announcer for Saturday Night Live. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kushner.
That guy died, right? Because it doesn't sound like
Don
that anymore.
Don Pardo. No, it isn't.
Yeah, the new opening is...
Lousy.
Well, it's kind of better because that guy was really annoying.
Oh, no. He was a part of Americana. He was history.
Sure.
Don Pardo. Come on. That's the trouble with you whippersnappers. You have no respect for your elders or for the fabulous things they've contributed to society. Where would we be without Don Pardo as the announcer for Saturday Night Live? Live from New York. It's Saturday Night Live from Boston. It was Chris Rock. You know, yesterday, Jennifer and Victoria suggested, maybe Jay, you did too, I didn't hear, news came sort of late in the morning that Chris Rock was going to appear on stage at Boston's Wilbur Theater. So after I got off
theater?
The air, I do, it's a great,
theater?
Oh yeah, it's a
okay.
Great old theater. Great theater, holds about 5,000 people. So I went to the website, and then I called, and the waiting line, the people on what do they call it, the waiting list,
mm-hmm.
there were more people on the waiting list than there were people who had already taken the seats in the theater.
The seats, value has gone sky high.
TMZ
reported last night that tickets were being sold for $8,000 a piece.
Yeah, right.
That's insane.
And they were
selling
for $40.
Right.
Yeah, the resale.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah, they're being scalped outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
So our idea of having you go there.
Was a little late, little short on reality. But yeah, can you imagine? He'll fill up. He doesn't have to go to a 5,000 seat arena anymore. He can go. He could fill up Boston Garden. Well, that's not. We don't call it Boston Garden anymore. There's a weed shop that's called the Boston Garden. Boston.
Which I don't shop at anymore.
No, I know.
I was going to say, what a dump.
Yeah. Don't bother going. You're not missing anything.
His first question was, so, how was your weekend? And you can just hear him saying that. He opened up this the first time that he appeared anywhere. The audience gave him a standing ovation.
Five minutes. Oh, five.
Yeah. According to attendees, anyway. So he acknowledged, sort of winking and nodding. He's still processing what happened, and he said that seriously. But he'll talk about that later. Anyway, his stock has gone way up. Yeah. And so this is going to be all over the place. All the audio from this will be all over the place. He has five shows.
Well, handled it so well.
It won't, though. That's the thing, because they had everybody's phone locked up. So there's no footage of it unless someone who works at the theater has illegally recorded something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the main point is everyone was wondering, is he going to make a joke about it? Will he come out and apologize to Jada? What is he going to do? You have to address it. So I thought it was interesting that he just said, look, if you came here tonight, I already wrote this show before the weekend, so, you're going to have to catch me later, and I'll have something to say. It'll be serious and funny, but he said, right now, I just want to tell some jokes, and he's always great in concert. I'm sure people love
good.
The show anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's there. He was dressed in white. The crowd was pretty rowdy, actually. So he was there last night. He'll be there tonight. He'll be there tomorrow night and Sunday. He had six shows, I think, planned through the weekend, and now they've added one more, I think, Sunday afternoon or something. But the place is, he's going to have a heavy check. Or if he does, like Aretha used to do, and Chuck Berry. They were notorious. They had a briefcase, and they wanted to get paid in cash. So
Jamie Foxx used to do that in the beginning of his career, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. When he was doing stand-up before he became a big celebrity.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't trust, you know, a lot of performers just don't trust that the theater owners or the comedy club owners are going to pay them.
The ones that are owned.
Business sometimes.
This started in Los Angeles because a lot of the comedy clubs, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but from my understanding, Jennifer, a lot of those clubs up and down the strip are pretty much privately owned, and sometimes they can be a little squirrely.
So,
but you wouldn't have to worry about the Wilbur Theater. Matter of fact, the Wang and the Wilbur, there are three or four of those really old, like, Art Deco theaters. And the last time I was at the Wilbur was when Justin Hayward came to perform with the Moody Blues. That was the last time I was in there. Anyway, Wanda Sykes said it was sickening to watch what went on. His comments are still coming. It's like it happened yesterday. They're just everybody
not
is
dying down anytime
soon. Not in the least.
Well, the big news was that what the Academy said yesterday, and that is that they asked Will Smith to leave, and he
refused. I thought that was amazing.
Leave. Yeah. That's a piece of news that no one knew, because I think that's what we all said. Like, why wouldn't he just be escorted out? That's what happened
why
to
would
anybody
he, well,
else.
How could he refuse? If they asked, they why didn't they just tell him and bring a couple
that's
of
right.
cops in and get him out?
Well, they probably didn't want to make more of a scene.
Yeah, it was the president of the Academy and the CEO who were furious, and apparently sources who were there said that there was a lot of yelling backstage. Will's reps were a part of the conversation, and Will just dug his heels in so hard that I guess they didn't want to even grab a security to escort him out. They were just like, okay, fine, stick it out.
They just made sure that he and Chris didn't come in contact with each other, and I think from what TMZ reported, Chris went to his dressing room and then left the venue, so he wasn't even there for the rest of the time. But, but then Wanda Sykes was on Ellen, and Ellen has hosted, you know, the Oscars before, so Ellen was like, look, you know, you guys did a great job hosting, and Wanda said, you know, to be honest, Ellen, no one has apologized to us. Will Smith apologized to everybody but the hosts, and she said, we worked really hard on that, and she said, and then, you know, Chris is my friend. He apologized immediately to all of us, and he said, I'm so sorry, and, you know, this was supposed to be about you guys, and you guys were doing such a great job, and now it's going to be about this, and then Wanda and Chris saw each other at Guy Osiri, who's Madonna's manager, at his after party. And so that's the only place that Chris has been spotted until he got off the bus in Boston. So it's just, the whole thing is, you know. And then Tony Rock, who's Chris Rock's brother, they're very close. He's also a comedian. He's been approached, and he said that Chris and Will have not spoken, and that Chris and the Rock family have not accepted Will's apology. So I don't know that this is going to get smoothed over without maybe Oprah sitting down with both of them.
And Jada Pinkett Smith didn't really, you know,
she hasn't said anything really either.
Nah, she hasn't really said anything.
I mean, what's she going to do? She's going to support her husband, right?
Well, she's the one that laser beamed him to get up and do something. I mean, I don't know.
She was embarrassed. She did say that, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, she came out yesterday with a statement. But then a few days before all of this happened, I think 4 days before, she did something on, I think it was TikTok, where she said she doesn't give two craps what people think about her hair. So
if
you don't give two craps about what people think about your hair, then
why make
why
a big
you,
deal out of it?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sounds like I've never been a fan of hers, frankly. I've always thought that Will Smith was pretty good in terms of how he performs, but she doesn't do it for me like, you know, some people are more into certain actors and actresses than others, but I wouldn't go out of my way to see Jada Pinkett Smith in a movie. I did go to see King Richard because Will Smith was in it. Plus, I like the Williams sisters and what they've done. I have great respect for both of them, frankly. They've kept their cool through this, but they've been, I don't think there's any blemishes on them and their career as tennis stars at all.
A lot of people kind of feel bad for them in this whole situation because their family story has really been overshadowed. You know, and you could see on Venus's face during Will's speech, which was rambling and went on, as we said, for like over 6 minutes, Venus just kind of had her hands up over her face. She didn't know how to react. The whole moment was just so bizarre. She looked relieved when she stood up and clapped at the end of it because, I don't know, it just kept getting stranger and stranger.
You know, I thought it was interesting, as long as we're in this pew, Bruce Willis has aphasia. You know what that is?
I've never
heard of it. Brain damage.
It's brain damage. Yeah.
Wow. And how do you get that?
That's not
stroke
clear.
Or,
sometimes,
it's stroke
yeah.
or head trauma, typically.
Right. Head trauma
but
more.
It's when you lose your ability to, like, attacks the nerves that you used to speak. And so you can't understand or formulate words. And I just thought it was pretty telling that his family came out and said he'd be pulling back, which to me indicates that he wasn't even capable of kind of putting that message together himself. I feel terrible. I didn't even know he was sick. And then a lot of people were starting to speculate that the reason he was producing so many movies, because he has like 6 movies in production that are going to be released after he's stepped away. But I guess he's been doing a lot of these action movies because people could feed him lines in his ears and he didn't have to do a ton of dialogue.
That makes sense. So that maybe this has been going on for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
He's only been doing these, like, as Chucker would call them, you know, straight-to-DVD kind of movies.
Right, and even critical because nobody knew. I think oftentimes when things like that happen, there's a story behind a story. And, you know, to jump off and be critical of people because of stuff like that, when you don't really know, I think is kind of a cheap shot. Anyway, I mean, as much as I love Chucker, I've always thought
Chuck's a fan, but, you know, it just, I think that everyone, I mean, I've questioned it too. How come Bruce Willis, who makes, you know, he made 8 movies last year, and like Jen said, 6 more this year. When you make 14 movies in 2 years and not a single one of them ever lands anywhere that's, like, notable, that you have to question. I mean, I've certainly questioned. I like Bruce Willis. I didn't understand why all these movies were just never being seen. And maybe this is really the reason behind
it.
Could
be it. Yep. Yeah, Paul Herman, who is an actor and played a lot of Italian roles in movies and TV shows like The Sopranos and Goodfellas, passed away at the age of 76. He was in The Irishman. I think if you get a picture of him, you see a picture of him, you'll recognize him immediately. He's been around a lot of, he and Pesci, I think Joe Pesci, were friends and they were in a lot of the same movies together. He made the first appearance on The Sopranos back 22 years ago. Anyway, he has passed away. Along with Tom Parker, who had been diagnosed with a brain disease and then brain cancer in October. His wife was pregnant with her second child. He has passed away from that brain cancer. He's 33 years old. Good God. Unga bunga. All right, it's 18 after as we review what's going on today on the DJV program. The auto parts with their spring brake deals on lawn and garden batteries, tools, brake kits, and a lot more. Visit with their professional parts people who know just what you need to get the job done right. Kick off the season with fresh batteries for your lawn and garden gear. And right now, for a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after a mail-in rebate. Don't miss out on the savings. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sounds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next-level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine-washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Thursday, March 31st DJV program. Yeah, it's the last day of the month tomorrow. It's April Fool's Day. Let's find out who's here and who's not here tomorrow. Who? Meanwhile, you know, it would be good on April Fool's Day for Jennifer's father to do the program, along with Victoria's mother and Jay's father. I think that would be great.
That's one hell of a group.
Yeah.
That would be a group.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
That is a formidable cast.
That is a great cast.
We should do it.
Yeah, help yourself. Okay, in the meantime, there's news about Eric Church. Finding out what the heck is going on with him will be my star, Jay Kirshner, after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so Jay, this Eric Church problem, what is the problem and why did he cancel this big concert?
Yeah, he really upset a lot of his fans, especially the San Antonio ones. When they got it's not a dope at all.
Not
I totally
this is Jay's favorite guy.
I know. This is my imaginary boyfriend. No, I get this. Okay, so wait, let's get into why he canceled. The UNC basketball team are playing Duke in the Final Four on Saturday night. He is a hardcore, longtime North Carolina fan. He has watched North Carolina and Duke battle each other for years and years and years. This is a really big game. This is the first time that they're going head-to-head in the Final Four. And so he wants
ever?
To be part of... Yes, ever. So
okay.
he wants to be part
and
of
it. And it's Coach K's last game with Duke, so
yes.
okay, I get
yes,
it. This
is a once-in-a-lifetime game.
Yeah, okay.
And
I love
concerts
you.
Can be rescheduled.
I get this.
He even called it selfish.
This is so prima donna mode. Like, I love the Dodgers. I can't take the day off just because Dodgers are in the World Series.
That's
my God, you choose not
get lost.
To.
Well, yeah. I'd have to, I mean, it's a little bit
selfish.
Of a stretch, don't we think?
Well, I'm sure he's
going to reschedule.
Cavs,
isn't he going to reschedule the show?
I'm sure he will. He hasn't announced that he'll reschedule it yet. But
I mean, it is kind of funny to just not say I have COVID or someone on my staff has COVID, but just to say, yep, I just need to watch the game. Yeah, that is ballsy.
Yeah, it's selfish.
And fully open. And he says it's selfish, too. He called it selfish as well, and he apologized. He's like, all of my diehard fans who... come to these shows, I hope you understand that I am a diehard fan myself.
So he wouldn't have known it before because the games are obviously happening.
Yeah,
as,
right.
You know, as the season goes on, March Madness.
I wonder if that was his first thought. Oh, I need to cancel my show.
Can be rescheduled. Game 4, history-making game, can't be rescheduled.
Uh-huh. All right, well, anyway, it's a bit interesting to see how people think things through. Or don't, under the circumstances. Here we are on the DJV program. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Myos. Volvo Cars is expanding its presence in Stockholm by investing in a tech hub in the center of Sweden's capital, creating a workspace for more than 700 professionals skilled in software engineering, data science, and analytics, product management, online business, and user experience. The tech hub will be built on the company's established compliance in online sales and software development. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger. Except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian military leaders may be misleading President Putin's war efforts after invading Ukraine last month.
Mr. Putin has not been fully informed by his Ministry of Defense at every turn over the last month.
Russian officials were in China today, concluding they are building on a new world order. Federal regulators last week allowed a legal loophole that will let former members of Congress spend leftover campaign money on personal expenses. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Action movie icon Bruce Willis was having cognitive issues on the set of his recent films and was unable to remember his lines before his family stepped in to take care of him. On Wednesday, Willis' family announced the star has been diagnosed with aphasia and will step away from his decades-long career. President Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget focuses far too much on climate change than other priorities, such as Ukraine or the border security. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, makes the claim.
Budgets are about priorities, and when you're spending $5.8 trillion and your focus is climate change, now think about this in regard to where we are right now. With Russia and Ukraine, with China and the threat that we have from the Chinese Communist Party and the other two members of the ACL with Russia and China, which is Iran and North Korea. And then you have people from 160 countries that came across this border last year, 1 million people that have already come across this border this year, this fiscal year, and you're saying, oh, well, we're not going to put money into securing the border. We're not going to put money into stopping people that we do not know who they are or where they're from coming into this country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now here on the DJV program. It's the Thursday program, which, of course, as you know, is the day before Friday. And the day after Wednesday, tomorrow will be April Fool's, which is actually, Phil, we should prepare for tomorrow by getting out every moldy, oldie April song, like Pat Boone. The audience would love to hear Pat Boone sing April Love. And then whatever other cornball things, just to kind of annoy Victoria as much as anything else. We can dig all that stuff out and have some fun with it.
A little welcome to April for Victoria, right. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, welcome to April.
With and Pat Boone.
I was thinking about the rain, because it's raining here quite a bit, rain, springtime rains and that sort of thing. And then my mind went to we were just talking about what we remember first about being children, I just went to some place with rain. I remember as a youngster, and I wonder if you do too, everybody listening, do you ever go out of the house and catch raindrops on your tongue? Do you ever do that? walk around and just take
them. No, because I live in Los Angeles and I'm afraid
there's no rain.
Like,
yeah. I feel like it's dirty rain.
Jen's a smart kid. It's not organic.
Right, yeah. Anyway, well, there was acid rain when I was in my 20s. I remember buying a new car, and I I was teaching school, and I was working at a radio station in town, and it was across the street from the incinerator. And so I parked, obviously, you go into the parking lot, you get out of your car, you go to the radio station. Well, when they were burning things in the incinerator, there was ash that came out of the smokestack, and it would float across the street, and it ruined the paint on my new car and others that were sitting in the car. That stuff was really, so now that you mention it, the acid rain came about as a result of that sort of thing before they had really good scrubbers going into the atmosphere and coming back. There was a whole period of time for, what, about a decade when acid rain was a thing.
And, I remember acid rain was a thing in Los Angeles, literally when I was growing up. My mom would be like, don't drink the rain, it's acid rain. I don't know if that was true.
Well, and that's part of, you know, when we talk about why don't they, one of the things that's a throwback in L.A., and I remember this, when we were talking about why they don't capture the rain, there's that old business about, well, it could be, you know, it's got to be purified before you drink it or whatever. And
yeah, but all of the water that sits throwback. Around has to be purified before you can drink it.
All right, let's go to Russia. Well, let's not go to Russia, but let's talk about what's going on. Apparently, the shelling has intensified a couple of the cities. The Russians say, we're scaling back, and then they blow up more stuff. So more lies, more attacks. The defense ministry says it will reduce military operations near the two biggest cities, which obviously is not true because they were shelled. It was a colossal attack, according to the mayor. On Wednesday, but there are no soldiers around. They're just bombing places, right? Where did all the soldiers go? Where have all the soldiers
gone? The Pentagon says that the soldiers are going to Belarus and back to Russia to get refitted and refueled and regrouped.
They're getting, a lot of them are just running across the border with the people who are refugees. They're taking off their uniforms and they're running away.
Yeah. But they've seen troop movements going into Belarus, and they've seen them. So that's the Pentagon saying, like, look, don't, you know, we don't believe anything Russia says. Obviously, Ukraine said the same thing.
Liars.
Even Russia just lies all the time. So.
Right. They're friends, the Chinese. So this has been a month of this. Does it seem like it's been a month? But it's been a month of this. They've been there, that war, for a month. And the only city that really has gone, they've all been destroyed, but isn't it, how do you pronounce it, Mariupol? I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
That's the one. I was looking at some pictures last night of what these cities look like. Some of them are absolutely beautiful with this old architecture, the old sort of Eastern architecture that you see so much. But Mariupol apparently was the most cultured. They have a drama theater there and a drama school.
Not anymore.
No, it's all gone. Everything's blown up there.
Horrible. Oh.
Yeah, it really is.
Not to mention, obviously, the loss of life, but, yeah, the destruction of all these beautiful places is just horrible. People, I think a lot of people have misconceptions of, and I include myself in this, I couldn't even tell you, I've never seen a picture of anything, any part of Ukraine until this happened, and I think a lot of people are like, wow, the cities were really beautiful, and oh my gosh, like, look at how sophisticated it was, and you know, I think that the West sort of has this notion of what, you know, of like, of Ukraine just sort of being without power and sort of the people living in rubble. Well, now they are, but that's not the case before. And then when a lot of the refugees were crossing into Poland, a lot of the social media commentary, and even there was a guy on BBC who got kind of in trouble for saying, like, you know, these are very well-dressed refugees or whatever. It was like such a
Eastern
stupid thing
Europe,
to say.
I don't know where that comes from, because Eastern Europe, some of the most beautiful, beautiful
Ukraine
landscape,
is a beautiful country.
Cities, it's gorgeous all the way through. You know, when I was in the Czech Republic, Prague is beautiful, but it's also
Is supposed to be gorgeous. I've seen pictures of Prague, but I've never seen a picture of any part of Ukraine.
But even when you go out into the countryside of, like, the Czech Republic, or, like, if you look into Austria, all those areas.
Great farming areas.
Beautiful,
Great lush green everything. Meanwhile, Putin, apparently, or at least some of the folks, when looking at the developments in the war, are thinking that Putin doesn't really know what's going on. The intelligence folks on the ground, apparently, I say apparently, this is from a U.S. press briefing. He is misinformed, lied to, doesn't know. He's getting information from his advisors that he wants to hear about the conduct of the war. And so you wonder how that complicates things. He started it. It's his baby.
Right.
But,
I think the comment was that a lot of the whoever the officials are advising him were too afraid to tell him the truth.
Maybe.
Because everyone thought this was going to be 1 or 2 days.
Slam
and then
dunk.
Poof, we've got Kyiv and we've got the whole country.
Right. Yep. So, anyway, what about the impact of the sanctions? The ruble went down like a rock, but now it seems to be improving. There's a bit of a rebound.
Yeah, because China and India are agreeing to buy oil and pay in rubles. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even the crypto that we expected. It's rubles.
Also, based on the futures of what's going to happen with Russia, if it's true that we're within 14 days of the Biden administration announcing the Iran deal, that's going to be very lucrative for Russia. They're going to be making money. They're going to be able to buy enriched uranium.
That's outrageous. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know who is going to be supportive of this idea if we care about our national security and the security
thinking?
Of the planet. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know why now. I mean, even if you were very set on having this deal happen, the timing on it is not right at all.
All right. So China underscoring this week its alignment with Russia, as you were suggesting, buying the oil and that sort of thing. I haven't seen anything where there was an actual endorsement of the war or a condemnation, basically saying nothing, at least publicly. They haven't taken part in any of the sanctions. Russian industries are continuing to do business with Chinese industry, and so there's that. They had an opportunity, but they haven't. At first, it looked like they were in, and then they were out, and they weren't supporting, or at least they stayed away from talking about it.
Yeah, they're just playing the middle.
Yeah, they're not going to make any real declarative statements about anything.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I remember during the Vietnam War how the Vietnam War was caused by the Chinese, the communists, trying to take over Vietnam. And when the war took place, nothing really came out of it except a lot of Americans got killed for nothing. And I don't know what I think. When somebody says to someone my age who's been in the Vietnam War, thank you for your service, I wonder, but I don't have any friends, any more close friends, because most of them were in the war when I was in school are dead. I'm thinking about my 50th high school reunion and what we talked about. Mostly we talked about Vietnam and who had died, who was in our class that died in Vietnam. And then the disgust among most of the members of the class for what we knew even at that time. That's why there's so much upset. There were so many protests. There were so many people who went to jail because of all the protests all around the country. And so what does a soldier who's been involved in something like that think when they know the war was no good? And there was nothing that came out of it. They gave their service basically for nothing. When you say to somebody like that, thank you for your service, what do they think? I'm asking a rhetorical question, but if someone wants to respond, it's around. Use our social media to do that. DJVshow.com just go to DJVshow on Twitter and Instagram. And, maybe there's something there that is worth a little more further conversation. But I know, as someone who lived through all of that and came close to being involved in it, I was happy not to be involved in it, frankly. But I was not a protester. Knowing me as you do, you wouldn't have ever seen me in a line picketing or that sort of thing. Although as an adult, I've been much more of an anarchist, but I use my bully pulpit as a radio person to express myself that way. I don't feel like I have to go out and get involved in protests, which is not what my children have pursued. Whenever there's some big deal in Los Angeles, both my daughter and my son are out there. It's usually women's issues and things like that, but they're not shy and quiet about things, which is good. I'm proud of them. I think people need to speak out more. Otherwise, we find ourselves in this malaise now. mostly focused on a terrible bunch of presidents that we've had. And why, you know, then we elect them and then we don't like them and then we start protesting. And it would be much better if we could somehow fix it so that we had some actually decent, good. I'm not saying that Biden isn't well-intentioned or even Trump was well-intentioned or any of them, but their intentions get watered down or even washed away when they get into the office and realize the reality of the stuff they have to do. So I think Biden is probably the closest one to actually knowing what he was getting into because he was vice president for 8 years. I don't know that I'd go back to George Bush, the father. He was vice president for 8 years, and he kind of knew what he was getting into, although he didn't have the same relationship with Reagan that Biden had with Obama. So anyway, you know what you're getting into, and you wonder sometimes why it is that people want the job, and then we criticize not enough people for getting involved, and the good people who want to, that we would probably vote for if it wasn't for the one-sidedness of the news media. You probably would have better candidates, and I still am stuck on Bloomberg and what I think he could have done. He wasn't. That's why I also, looking back on that, we need two presidents, or we need co-presidents. One president that runs the business of the government, and another president who goes out and about and takes care of national affairs and world affairs, that sort of thing. I think that would deal better with the problems that we're facing, especially now. 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour, soaring right into this next phase of the DJB program with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tech Talk time, and Facebook and the jerk who runs it are in full flush here, basically showing the world, not that they didn't know it already, what an absolute crumb bum, I was going to say Zellweger.
Zuckerberg
is. So what's the what's the scoop here?
So this is more bad press for Facebook, as if they couldn't get any more. Yep, they do. So their parent company, Meta, which is just Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, but they tried to repackage it. They've been, it's sort of been discovered that they've been paying one of the most prominent Republican consulting firms to run a nationwide campaign to sow distrust about their top competitor, which is TikTok. So the firm is called Targeted Victory. They planted, and it's not about them being a Republican consulting, this is not a political story at all. It just happens to be that this firm, Targeted Victory, is the name. They're, you know, one of the best in the business at mm-hmm. you know, planting disinformation against the opposition. And this is who Facebook chose to hire to go after TikTok. What this company did is really just shameful. They planted op-eds and letters to the editor in major local and regional newspapers all across the country, basically sowing distrust in TikTok. Declaring that, you know, that pretending to be concerned doctors, child therapists, I mean, they're making all this up and saying that, you know, TikTok will ruin your children's lives and all this kind of crazy stuff, all in the name of trying to drive more traffic to Facebook. And so the news of this decision comes from of them to hire this firm comes on the information that also just came out that Facebook has lost users for the first time in 18 years, and their recent earnings report said that their active users dropped by 500,000 people at the end of last year. Now, several of the targeted victories op-eds contained links to negative news coverage about TikTok. They were often bylined by influential community figures and politicians. None of the columns disclosed that there was a connection to Facebook paying for all of this smear campaign to happen. Now, over the last couple of years, Facebook has obviously been under fire by Congress for holding an illegal monopoly in the social media industry. Back in 2020, during a hearing with tech CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg cited internal company documents, basically that he was going to go into full-on destroy mode if Instagram, which was then their biggest new competitor, if they refused to be sold to Facebook. So this is the monopoly stuff that Mark Zuckerberg has created. He now wants to purchase TikTok. He already bought WhatsApp. He already bought Instagram. He bought up all of his competition. And so when people say Facebook is too big, this is why. This is exactly why people say Facebook is too big. You cannot just keep buying up all of your competition you don't have a monopoly.
The government is supposedly, the Biden administration is big, supposedly, on breaking up these people. So that this should be a good target for him to follow through on it. All right, in a moment, another big monopoly, that is who's supplying you with the networks for your phone. We'll talk about that after this.
Are you over 65 or turning 65? Whether you're new to Medicare or already have a plan, important changes in Medicare take place every year that most Americans miss. Get your Medicare maximized with Chapter, a free service that makes sure you have the right plan now and continued concierge service whenever you need a change. At Chapter, we instantly compare thousands of plans from the most trusted insurers to find our members the best and most affordable plans for them, the right Medicare coverage for you, including plans to cover gaps in Medicare Part A and Part B, important benefits like vision, dental, and prescription coverage that could save you thousands of dollars each year. Maximize your Medicare with Chapter, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. The service is free, so call and speak with an advisor. Let us help your next Chapter be the best one yet. Call 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555.
All right, what's T-Mobile up to, Victoria?
Well, T-Mobile has announced that they are shutting down Sprint's 3G network. This began on Wednesday. As part of the shutdown process, T-Mobile is going to migrate their customers over the next 60 days onto the new network of this merger. So T-Mobile and Sprint, they had this merger that closed in 2020. Dish acquired Boost Mobile in July of 2020. This is the sticking point. The Department of Justice wants to make sure that Dish Network and Boost Mobile are not getting lost in the shuffle here, and it looks like Sprint isn't handling it well. T-Mobile's not handling it well. This is a huge merger, and I think a lot of people are going to get left behind. So if you have any of these services, make sure you stay right on top of it and make sure you don't get billed for services.
Another
you're not
reason
getting.
To break up these monopolies. There are all kinds of reasons. That's a very good one. All right, thanks, Victoria and Doug here, 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.